touch. My body craved every day we were together, and for hundreds of days after the breakup. That door that only Noah held the key to, the space in my heart that only he could fill. That connection was dangerous back then. It was life-threatening now, in a way much more significant than before.
So damn sweet.
He whispered when he pulled his mouth from mine, and we both took a breath. So damn good. I replied with the words that always came after his declaration. I opened my eyes to gaze up into his. His brow furrowed, thick lines creasing his cinnamon-hued skin. Lust and irritation warred in his dark, smoldering eyes. My eyes probably mirrored the same emotions, the same regret. Which meant I should say something, should move away from him, break the connection, do the right thing, again. But I hesitated, and Noah, he did what he always did. He acted. His hand moved from my upper arm where it rested while we kissed, to lightly grip my neck. Instinctively, I sucked in a breath and leaned into his hold. My eyes fluttered and my thighs clenched. My eyes closed, and I pulled my bottom lip between my teeth, as urges I hadn't felt in way too long burst onto the scene.
"Look at me, Sarah,"
he said through gritted teeth. When I didn't immediately do so, his fingers tightened around my neck. I gasped, eyes shooting up to find his still glued on me.
"You took this away from me,"
he continued.
"Away from us."